watching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. We are live on Facebook. We're live on KECOFM.com. We're live on this radio station, 96.5 KECO. Also at 100.1 KWFX out of Woodward, Oklahoma. Happy Monday, everybody. It's going to be a windy, dry week, it looks like. I think we got a shot at a few showers tomorrow night anywhere in western Oklahoma in the Texas Panhandle. There's not much of a shot. Let's welcome. It's also Monday is also the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour. More on them coming up later on in the show. Currently at Slap Out, 73 degrees, 76 degrees at the May Ranch, 77 at Fairview, 76 at Helena, 72 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. So don't tell anybody, it's a secret. 75 at Hollis, 75 at Hobart, out here in the Texas Panhandle. Let's take a look at it. 75 at Lipscomb, 69 at McLean, 73 at Dozer, 75 degrees at Wellington, and 73 degrees at Memphis, and 72 at Odell, down there across the Red River, south of Altus. All right, there's lots going on. Man, they're just a whole day of agriculture going on. I will tell you that my hate for hogs have increased dramatically. And I'm getting ready to get out my old Desert Storm uniform, put on my jungle cap, paint my face, and I'm going to go Rambo on them boys. Pulled in there Monday or Friday night. Planted corn last Monday. Hadn't seen nothing much and really hadn't paid that much attention. Never even thought about hogs down there. Hadn't seen a hog on that place. And yes, we're next to the river and there's hogs down there. But I haven't seen any out in there in probably 3 or 4 years. Pulled in there Friday night about 10:30. Filled the old tank up with chemicals. Only time the wind hadn't blowed in 6 days. Got out there first round. Bam! Hog damage. I mean, he, whatever. They went hog wild on my corn rows and just dramatically. So I'm just letting you guys know, if you got any buddies that are hogs, let them know I'm after them. So anyway, it's crazy. They didn't come back Saturday night. I waited for them. Nothing came in there, but the corn is up today more than likely, so they won't bother it until harvest time. So we're making pre-plans now to set traps and do whatever we got to do to get rid of them. I actually have an article on feral hogs coming up in the last segment of this show. Let's check out what the big three things are overnight that happened. Wheat futures rose modestly overnight amidst ongoing concerns about the Black Sea Grain Initiative, the agreement that's keeping agriculture products flowing out of Ukraine. Russia said on Friday that Western countries should remove obstacles that are hindering the deal, and the United Nations Secretary General has reportedly written to officials in Russia, Ukraine, and Turkey about his worries concerning this agreement. Soybean futures for November delivery rose 8¾ cents to 15.09¼ a bushel overnight. On the Chicago Board of Trade, soy meal was up 260 to 462.30 a short ton, while soybean oil gained 55 cents to 54.21 a pound. Wheat for September delivery added 3¼ cents to 685¾ cents a bushel in Chicago, while back down here in Kansas City, wheat futures were down 6¼ to 872½. Corn futures for December delivery was a half a penny to 660, rose a half a penny to $6.66¾ a bushel. Investors raised their net long positions or bets on higher prices in corn and hard red winter wheat in the 7 days that ended on April 11th, according to the data from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Speculators held a net 28,885 long positions in corn futures, up from 24,578 the week before. That's the largest such position since February 28th. Money managers also raised their bullish bet on hard red winter wheat to 8,606 contracts last week. That's up from 7,434 the previous week, also the largest such position since February 21st. It was opposite for soft red winter wheat, while investors increased their net short position or bets on lower prices. Hedge funds and other large investors held a bearish position of 106,000 soft red winter wheat future contracts last week, and that's up from 89,750 the week prior to that. Weather across our agriculture belt, red flag warnings have been issued for most of southeastern Colorado and all of western Kansas, according to the National Weather Service. Winds in the area are forecast from 20 to 30 miles an hour with gusts of 35 miles an hour or more. Humidity will drop as low as 5%. Man, that's just, given the ongoing drought and continued dormant vegetation, any ignitions will have the potential to burn out of control very quickly. Up north, just the opposite. Winter storm warnings. I guess over the weekend, Nebraska and South Dakota got hit really hard, and probably parts of Minnesota. Winter storm warnings are in effect in western central Wisconsin, where a heavy band of snow continues. As much as 10 inches of snow has fallen in the state so far, with more expected this morning. There you go. That's what's happening. That's happened overnight. Let's see what the market's doing now. Earlier, everything but oil was in the green. The markets are going crazy, especially the cattle markets. Wow. It's good. That's all I can tell you as far as for the cattle. Corn, May, 674. It's up 8 today. July, 640. September's 572. Soybean for May, 1516, up 16. July is up 18 at 1485. August is up 15 at 1430. Soybean meal is up a little over 5. It's May is 465.10 a short ton, 462.40 for July, and 450.40 for August. Soybean oil for May is 54.38. July is 54.52. August is 54.25. Hard red winter wheat, May 885, July is 872. Oats for May, not August, 341. It's up 5 today. July is 335. See what cotton. Cotton's in the red. Both May and July just hanging in there at 82. There hadn't been much change in cotton in the last 2 or 3 weeks. Down here in the sugar department, though, big sugar daddy over there, Delhi. You might have wished he had not switched to pineapples, because May sugar is over 24 cents a pound. It went up 3 cents since he quit farming sugar and did his last harvest. Sometimes farmers make good decisions, and then sometimes farmers make bad decisions. And all I can tell you, sugar daddy should have thought this and out a little better. But anyway, crude oil for West Texas Intermediate, May, $80.76. It's down $1.76 today. June is 80.75. Natural gas is slowly creeping back up from being $2 even. May is 2.27. June is 2.41. And July is $2.63. The S&P, the NASDAQ, the Dow, all in the red today. And so there you have it. When I come back from this Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break, I'll have forecasts for West Texas, out here in Texas, the panhandle. It's the West Texas Mezzanette, they call it. I don't know why they don't call it just the Texas Mezzanette. Be a lot easier. Anyway, I'll have some more on that, and we're going to talk some cattle. I heard rumors. I went to a crawfish and shrimp boil out there at K-Bar headquarters north of Canute. You guys missed out. Man, that was some good stuff. Heard heard some rumors over there. There was some pretty high-dollar calves sold here at Elk City Friday. 500-pound heifer, 500-something, I don't remember the exact deal, 240 a pound. That's pretty good for heifers. So anyway, market is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Market is going on right now. Our auction's going on over there east of Clinton on I-40. Tomorrow we have Woodward. Wednesday we'll have Hobart, and I'll have some more things on that big sale coming up at Hobart here in just a few weeks. I'll have some more on that coming up. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
How about a howdy doody to Jimmy's great stewards of the land? Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, April 7th. 1,642 head were sold. 11 head of steers at 392 brought 242. 4 at 470 brought 244. 12 at 506 brought 236. 6 at 558 brought 223. At 632 brought 219. 6 at 666 brought 185. 3 at 703 brought 204. 8 head of heifers at 451 brought 232. 7 at 456 brought 222. 4 at 520 brought 206. 6 at 553 brought 205. 3 at 683 brought 184. 11 at 688 brought 180.50. 6 at 748 brought 170. Butcher cows were 62 to 110. Butcher bulls brought 69 to 126. Bred cows were 850 to 1800. Pairs brought 1350 to 3050. Elk City Livestock Auction Boy 3202. South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call old Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's a 580-497-6095.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I picked the big city of Miami, Texas as your weather point out there in Texas. Currently right now the humidity is 22%. Dew point's 32, temperature 74. The winds are out of the southwest at 25 miles an hour, gusting up to 28. peak wind gusts so far out there at Miami is 35 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation is 0.33 inches, or 331 hundredths of an inch, as they like to say out there around Grimes, Oklahoma. Red flags minutes today, zero. Sub-freezing minutes today, zero. Ambient soil temperature in Miami, Texas is 61 degrees. On the whole, farmers and ranchers are independent individuals who like to tend to their own work and stay pretty close to home. Most of us don't care about the city life or politics. We don't have the time or the desire to travel to the Capitol to attend legislative sessions. But we still know that what happens there can drastically affect our operations. That's exactly why we need an organization like the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. If you're concerned about issues like water rights, property rights, and maintaining your ag sales tax exemption, then the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is for you. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, run by cattlemen for cattlemen. For more information, go to www.okcattlemen.org. In addition to being the trusted voice for Oklahoma cattlemen, the OCA also serves as your state brand restorer. Brands renewed on years that end in 0 and 5, an official brand book is printed and distributed to local sheriff's offices, extension offices, ag educators across the state at no charge. Now you can also access the state brand ownership records online at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association website under the Brands tab. So go to www.okcattlemen.org, call the office, or just get in touch with Miss Lori up there in Arnett, 580-273-5137. Lori's at 580-273-5137. I'm sure she had a busy weekend. They had two or three district meetings going on this weekend, spring gathering. So, anyway, I bet she was a busy lady. All right, let's check out some futures on the cattle. Let me refresh this. There we go. All right, right now, live cattle for April, 175.65. June live cattle, 164.77. August, 163.72. October, 167.75. And let's check out a few listings on the feeders. April feeders are up over 2 today at 205.45. May's up over 2 also, 210.27. August is even up at 227.07. September is 228.57, October's 230.97, and November is 231.65. How about those prices on feeder? Awesome. All right, let's see what else I got going on here. We got a long show ahead. Okay. Most of you guys, if you checked out your emails this weekend, you've probably seen this, but a lot of people don't always look at stuff like this. Cattle Contracts Library Pilot is released. The USDA's Cattle Contracts Library, containing an extensive collection of cattle contract information aimed at improving transparency and providing more information on price discovery. That's what's out. He's like an onion. You have to peel him back a layer at a time. That's a quote from the movie The Blind Side. In peeling an onion, there are many layers, which means a person or situation is more complicated than the surface appears to be. It also means investigating a matter more deeply, usually step by step, with each step revealing additional discoveries. Using a knife for that first layer. Imbalances in the market power between buyers and sellers can affect prices. In the 1990s, concerns grew among the industry and Congress over packer concentration. As meatpacking companies were consolidating and expanding, the market structures were changing. Concerns came to a head in December of 1998. Negotiated slaughter hog prices collapsed to single digits. Formula contract prices did not decline nearly as much. Many people asked why. Industry participants correctly believe a free flow of complete market information can reduce potential adverse price effects on the market power imbalances. They urged Congress to act. Congress did. As an amendment to the Agriculture Marketing Act of 1946, Congress passed the Livestock Mandatory Reporting Act of 1999. The act establishes a program to provide information regarding the marketing of cattle, swine, lamb, and the products of such livestock that producers can readily understand. Improves the USDA price and supply reporting services and encourages, supposedly, competition in the marketplace for livestock and livestock products. The AMS currently publishes 27 daily, 28 weekly, 18 monthly, and 6 annual cattle reports. To get data, AMS analyzes 5 to 8,000 records per day under the MLR. These records cover 92% of all fed cattle transitions and 33% of all cow and bull transitions. All federally inspected cattle plants that slaughter at least an average of 125,000 head per year are required to report. That's currently 41 live cattle plants. AMS audits firms to ensure reporting accuracy and preserves confidentiality of those transactions. Here's the test program, the pilot program. The Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2022 directed AMS to create a cattle contract library pilot program. Its goals are to increase market transparency, improve price discovery, provide enhanced signals to producers with respect to output, and better insights regarding market demand. Here's what's in this pilot library. The Cattle Contracts Library Pilot Program webpage provides the most recent report. Historical reports are available from the Cattle Contracts Library Summary webpage. The reports are currently available in PDF form. The availability of interactive dashboard, the ability to download the data and access the data through an API are yet to be determined. So in other words, they're not ready. All right, here it goes. The base price breakdowns were slightly different when looking at the numbers of head representative, which are reported by the month. In January of 2023, for example, 763,799 heads, 76%, had a USD report as a base price. 136,909 head, 14% of them, used a negotiated base price. 81,801 head, 8%, were top of the market, and 22,122 head, 2%, used the CME for base price for a total of 1,004,631 head. How about that? Anyway, it's a long report, and I just went over the stuff that I thought you guys would like to hear, but it's up and running. That's all I can tell you. See how it works out. When we come back from this Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break, I'll have some more weather for you for northwestern Oklahoma and the northeastern Texas Panhandle, and we might talk a little bit about some feral hogs. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Are you afraid that if you step away from your phone, you'll miss something? And when you do finally put the phone down, are you focused only on making money to buy that new thing or take that trip or go shopping? Having ambition is great as long as we use our blessings properly. But here in America, we are letting our blessings become a curse. They could be distracting us from the things that matter the most. The simpler our lives are, the happier we'll be. The less we focus on things and the more we focus on people, the better our lives become. The Apostle Paul wrote a lot about living a quiet life, a peaceful life. The quiet life the simple life is one that lets us focus on the things that matter most: God, our family, and becoming better people. If you want less stress and more joy, slow down a little bit. Simplify your life. Less noise from your phone, less time chasing money, more quiet time with your family. You'll be glad you did. Brought to you by Canyon Oilfield Services, where the key word is service.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Nice and Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Nice and Ford, Elk City, only at barberniceandford.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour, all hour on Today in Ag, right here on 96.5 KUCO and 100.1 KWFX. All right, let's see what's happening. I was thinking of Tyler Camp today. Well, I was wondering where he was at the crawfish and shrimp boil, but I guess Dustin or Bo didn't invite him. I don't know. They might be scrapping between each other. But Tyler Camp lives up there at Slap Out, so that's who I'm going to talk about today. Slap Out, Oklahoma, 77 degrees. Dew point is 33. Humidity is 20%. No rain in the last 24 hours. The winds are south-southwest at 23 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 32. Sunrise, 7:06. Sunset at 8:16. Today, breezy and 84 degrees. Tonight, 20% slight chance of thunderstorms. Still breezy. Tomorrow's breezy and 87. Tomorrow night's breezy and 51 and 88. And still a little breezy Wednesday. Not too terrible out there at Slap Out. And then the wind switches directions. And 44 for a low Wednesday night. Thursday, 70. Thursday night, 39 degrees. And Friday is 63 degrees. It can't make up its mind yet. I mean, it was 32 degrees on the river Saturday morning or Sunday morning. So if you overambitious tomato planters got your tomatoes planted, guess what? You might got a little frost on them. Anyway, keep an eye on them. I had some freeze 2 weeks ago when I had them out in the shed, and I didn't know it was supposed to get cold, and it kind of burned them, but they're getting their darkness. Speaking of gardens, speaking of bees, pollinators, and everything, I seen some bees out yesterday, and I said something last week about it, and I'm going to reiterate it. I seen quite a few bees around the water bowl yesterday, so there's a traveling hive somewhere. Please, it's that time of the year that you're going to see. It might show up in your backyard. It might show up on a telephone pole. But if you guys see a beehive just show up out of nowhere, don't mess with them. Don't harm them. We need our pollinators. They're not going to hurt you. Matter of fact, if you want it removed, I got a couple of guys' numbers for you to call. You can call Justin at 821-580-821-1140, 1140, or call Jerry at, the telephone poles still exist for the beehives there, the Bob. Anyway, I wasn't talking about the electrical poles. Anyway, call Jerry at 580-928-3417. If you don't jot these numbers down, you need them, text into here or call in here at the station or call me or get me on Facebook or something. I'll give you these guys' numbers. But please do not kill the honeybees. Don't kill the bees. We need those pollinators around here more and more than ever nowadays. So just be careful out there. All right, coming up May the 6th and 7th at 9 a.m., starting at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., at the Clinton Roundup Club Arena there in Clinton, Oklahoma, obviously. $400 to register, half down to hold your spot, $25 arena fee collected upon arrival. And what we're talking about is the Booger Brown Horsemanship and Cow Work Clinic. If you would like to go to that, register at Booger Brown, Alabama, .com. And hookups and outside stalls available, $25 per night. For more information, call Mr. Travis at 405-361-3523. Booger Brown Horsemanship and Cow Work Clinic going on May 6th and 7th there at the Clinton Roundup Club Arena in Clinton, Oklahoma. Okay, you guys heard me earlier. I'm not real happy with the hogs right now and never will be happy with them. They're just... I think I read a report here in the last month or so. There's estimated between 900,000 and 1.2 million feral hogs in the state of Oklahoma. And our Department of Agriculture and Wildlife Department, they're working as hard as they can to keep it down. I just don't know any other way to say it nicely. They're just trying their hardest. I mean, they've killed... somewhere around 1,000 to 1,200 of them between Lugard and Red River down there. And I think I understood them. They had a record day on down by the Red River, 500-something one day. They're everywhere, and there's all kinds of ways to get rid of them. But I'm telling you guys, with my experience, I love to hunt as much as anybody in this world. I like to shoot hogs as much as anybody in this world. But if you got them on your place, the best way is just to call your local Oklahoma Agriculture Department, the conservation, or get a hold of your trapper. If you know how to get a hold of your county trapper, get them trapped, because you're going to go down there and you're going to shoot one or two. And everybody wants to shoot the big boars, and them sows are the problem. Them's the ones you need to get. And the sows are like lioness in a lion's den. They lead the way. The boars and are just there for the food and to do the breeding, but the sows they run the herds, and you need to get rid of the herds. Just call them, get them trapped, because all you're gonna do is go down there and shoot one or two here, scatter them. They'll be back in a couple weeks. Just call a state trapper. It takes them a while to get things. They bait it and they do it right. It takes them a while. It's not an overnight problem, but anyway. Researchers at the land-grant institutions in the southern regions of the United States are working hard to stop more than $1 billion in economic damages each year from these piece of craps. Around 9 million feral hogs have been reported in 35 states. Feral hogs were almost unheard of in Oklahoma 40 years ago, but now will be found all over the state, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. They cause an estimated $1 billion in economic damages annually across the United States. They eat crops, they dig up trees, they devour food that other animals depend on, and I honestly think they herd our turkey and our quail populations, either eating the babies or eating the eggs, just because they are scavengers. Hogs are significantly damaged native floral and fauna through their rooting behavior and facilitate the spread of invasive plants alter soil and water resources, and limit regeneration of native plants. Habitat degradation by feral hogs can influence the diversity and occurrence of native wildlife communities. Feral hogs also carry and transmit diseases that pose significant risk to the health of many wild and domestic animals. Damage from feral hogs have become a widespread phenomenon across many areas of the United States, causing a staggering amount of damage, says Scott Sintzman, Associate Vice President of OSU Ag Research. A multi-state effort is likely the only way to take care of this problem. The states got to start working together. In Oklahoma, the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge is a key refuge for native bison conservation, and feral hogs were documented there in 1993. Despite considerable control efforts and costs, feral hogs have persisted, and the ecosystem impacts have not been assessed yet. Oklahoma State University research goal is to estimate feral hog space use patterns within the refuge and assist refuge managers by evaluating the effects of the species on the diversity of the native mammal community. Remote game cameras at 99 sites within the refuge will document how feral hogs and other native mammals use specific wildlife spaces. Small mammals have been live captured at a quarter of the sites to document small mammal diversity. Analysis of the results from the first field season is in the progress. Stapling will be repeated in May through August of 2023. Researchers will evaluate the environmental factors drive the variety of way the feral hogs use the refuge. It is a bad deal. Let's see here. Native animals will analyze to account for species that may have been missed. After the 23 sampling is completed, data and research results will be provided in the natural resources managers and then the scientific community. In Arkansas, they're estimated overall in the whole state an average of $25 per acre, and including East Texas, $25 an acre average damage, just averaged overall. Louisiana has over 900,000 hogs there, and you know they grow. That's in that Mississippi Delta. They grow a lot of stuff along the rivers and stuff. South Carolina, just man, they just crazy. So we gotta. Anyway, it's a long battle, but I think we can get it minimized. Because like I said, this morning on the oil and gas show, I was filling in for on the Exploring Energy. I was filling in for Sean, and Butch and I were talking about it. I think they need to learn how to take these hogs to the U.S. Customs, to the borders, to the stuff coming in, airports. Teach them how to sniff stuff out. Because if they can sniff that corn 2 inches down in the ground from miles away, imagine what they can do if they work for the customs. But, you know, remember Arnold on the Green Acres? Yeah, that's what we need, a couple Arnolds working around. When I come back from this Oklahoma Cattlemen Association break, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. And I got some updates on the livestock reports from last week in Oklahoma and Texas, and a little corn update for you. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We actually close our loans in-house, so we don't rely on an outside source to actually close or handle any of the signing of our documents. Most importantly, when dealing with a local bank, you're dealing with local people that are familiar with the area that you can always pick up the phone and call. We take pride in making sure we always return a phone call. Getting back in touch with the person over a phone call is very important to us. I'm Joe Shepherd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Doug Gray Auto Group in Elk City and Sarah would like to thank everyone for making us number one. For the best deals on a new or pre-owned Ford, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Ram, Jeep, Dodge, or Chrysler, nobody treats you better than Doug Gray. With convenient locations in Elk City and Sarah,
for sales, parts, and award-winning service. We make it easy. Thanks again, and visit us online at DougGrayAutoGroup.com.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Only one show on the radio makes me shimmy, and that's Today in Ag with my friend Jimmy.
A good morning to all the Jimmy's stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, April 10th, and I'm Drew Cobb. 675 head were sold, 9 head of steers at 582 brought 224, 5 at 630 brought 203, 34 at 661 brought 215, 19 at 745 brought 203.50, 101 at 781 brought 201, 10 at 819 brought 196, 23 at 923 brought 181, 7 head of heifers at 456 brought 227, 6 at 499 brought 224, 7 at 594 brought 200, 18 at 616 brought 194, 26 at 680 brought 183.50, 13 at 754 brought 178.50, 62 at 852 brought 182.35. Butcher cows were 75 to 113, butcher bulls brought 86 to 141. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. I'm talking about a 580-497-6095.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, welcome back to Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO and 100.1 KWFX. Here's your weather for southwestern Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. And I've picked the big city of Altus for today. 78 degrees in Altus currently right now. Dew point is 39. Humidity is 25. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. Wind is out of south at 21 with gusts up to 27. Sunrise 7:05. Sunset 8:10. Today mostly sunny, breezy. 82 for a high. Tomorrow you have a 20% chance of thunderstorms, which is 2 out of 10 that is, or 8 out of 10 that's not going to rain, but 2 out of 10 it will rain. How's that? 85 degrees. Winds will be breezy tomorrow. Tomorrow night, another chance of thunderstorms, 20%, 64 low, and breezy. Wednesday, breezy, 93 degrees. Thursday, windy. Out of the north, though, 79 degrees. It's Friday, 76 degrees, and still breezy out of the north to northwest temperature. That is your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Coming up a week from this coming Saturday, Saturday, April 29th, is the Hobart Stockyards Spring Replacement Sale. Currently, they have 40 breeding age bulls. If you didn't get to the sales or you was a tight wad, didn't spend any money at some of the bull sales and you're still needing one, here's your last chance. Doesn't mean they're going to be cheap. But just go ahead, bring your checkbook, cash in your CD, go ahead, buy your bull. They got Angus, Red Angus, Charolais, and Simmentals. 250 young pairs. Angus, Red Angus, and Charolais. 50 replacement heifers, Angus and Red Angus. 50 bred heifers, Angus, Red Angus, and Charolais. Call Mr. Rex Fleming, at 580-726-3306 at the Hobart Stockyards right there in the capital of Kiowa County, Hobart, Oklahoma. He appreciates your business, and I seen him at the Crawfish Cook, him and his beautiful wife, and got to meet her son while they're there. They was a who's who amongst America there at the K-Bar Ranch there Saturday night for the crawfish and shrimp boil. It was good. Good to see everybody. Some of the ladies here from the office made an appearance. Some of the ladies from the office here didn't make an appearance because they was tarred. But anyway, Liz and Candace showed up so that you guys know who didn't come. How's that? I won't say her name. I'll never dog on the woman. She's a good woman. She's just too tarred to eat crawfish. Whatever. Anyway, so anyway, you guys get a chance to talk to Rex, or you're looking for something specific, his spring replacement sale is coming up Saturday, April 29th at 11 a.m. down there. Speaking of a few cattle, let's see real quickly what happened in Oklahoma and Texas there. Oh, yeah. Dr. Mouse was there, too. She came over and made an appearance after 9 emergency calls at the vet. I guess she had 11 or 12 yesterday. She's making a hand there. You guys are going to have to quit having those emergencies on the weekend. That lady's got to take a break every now and then. But anyway, her and my wife are giving me crap about the calves not being tagged. Anyway, if you'll look on my personal Facebook page, you'll find out why they're not being tagged anymore. Last year, they were all heifers. They were easy to tag because the heifers didn't even really know they had a calf. This year, their second calf heifers, or three-year-old cows, they were they know what they got, and they're a little more protective. I don't get too old for that crap. When they go through the chute this afternoon at the vet's clinic, they can be tagged there. A lot simpler and a lot cheaper on the hospital bills that way. In Texas, compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers sold $3 to $8 higher, with some instances as high as $15 higher. Trade was active on good demand. Supply included 87% feeder cattle, 11% slaughter, 3% replacement cattle. Last week in Texas, they sold a total of 5,721 head, about the same as the week before, and above, about 800 head above what they were as last year. Few prices going on in your 3 to 4 range, anywhere from $2.69 to $3.01. 4 to 5 range, they was anywhere from $2.42 to $3.03. 5 to range, these are all steers. In the 5 range, we had anywhere from $2.19 to $2.80. In the 6 range, the highest I've seen sold in Texas was $2.43. The 600 pound range, 700 pound range, anywhere from 187 to 211 per hundred weight. In Oklahoma, compared to last week, feeder steers were $4 to $8 higher, feeder heifers $4 to $10 higher, steer calves steady to $2 higher, heifer calves $5 to $10 higher. Demand was very good for all classes, slaughter cattle prices moving to record levels as fewer market ready cattle numbers are coming to light. Lighter feeder numbers also in the story as feeder prices continue to push higher. Slaughter cow runs have picked up again in the last 2 weeks as the drought in western Oklahoma continues to get worse. Slaughter cows and bulls still mostly steady. Breaker cows up to $3 higher. Packer demand moderate. 89% feeder cattle, 9% slaughter cattle, 2% replacement cattle going on in Oklahoma. 25,265 head sold last week at the sale barns compared to 26,000 the week before and 25,900 this time last year. A few numbers here. Let's see what we got here. The 3 to 4 range, they were anywhere from 265 to 340. These are on steers. In the 4 to 5 range, they were anywhere from the cheapest I see is 216. The highest I've seen was 290. That's four to five weights. Five weight steers, we got anywhere from 220 to 272. And on the 6 to 7 range, I've got anywhere from 180 all the way up to 246 on 600 pounders with steers. How about that? Pretty good. Okay. I wish I had that up. All right. I told you guys last week I'd update you early last week about the big fire that destroyed 18,000 head of dairy cattle out there southwest of Amarillo and Dimmit, Texas. The Texas Fire Marshal is investigating what caused the large fire that broke out at South Fork Dairy in Dimmit, Texas earlier this week. However, industry and dairy experts say current information from officials show it was an accident. The reported explosion occurred at the South Fork Dairy, which is located southeast of Dimmit, which is southwest of Amarillo. According to the Castro County Sheriff Rivera, the explosion occurred around 7:20 p.m. on Monday. There are unconfirmed reports on how many cows died from the fire, but officials believe it was around 18,000 head. Dairy Management Incorporated provided Farm Journal with a statement on behalf of the Texas dairy industry. We are deeply saddened for the family dairy and everyone affected by this tragedy that occurred at the South Fork Dairy Farm. The cause of the fire is still under investigation, and we are deferring to the appropriate authorities to make that determination. Our thoughts are with the dairy cattle, and so is ours here at the radio stations, their employees and local first responders who are showing great resolve, courage, and empathy while working through this tremendous loss. Quickly after the news was first reported, rumors started to circulate what caused the fire. Rivera says that they speculate a honey badger, a machine which he described as a vacuum that sucks the manure and water out, may have been the cause. However, it seems the sheriff misspoke, as there's no piece of equipment called a honey badger in the dairy. Instead, it's called a honey vac. Rivera says the ongoing investigation will work to nail down in what caused the fire to become so big, to spread so quickly. He says initial thoughts are as it's due to the insulation catching fire. Based on the current information from officials and aerial photos that show a charred roof evenly across the barn, Farm Journal reached out to several dairy producers as well as an insurance expert to see if the honey vac and insulation would cause such a large fire. One source told Farm Journal that the manure vacuum that sucks manure from cow lanes could have ignited the fire, as it had happened before on their dairy farm. In their case, the fire did not spread. Additional sources say if an explosion was big enough to catch any part of the non-fire-resistant insulation on fire, then it would spread like wildfire across the entire building, which covers 40 acres. This is a 40-acre building. This would also explain why the fire didn't last long, because once the insulation was all burned, then the fuel to the fire would be gone. Insulation not being fireproof would also explain why the building had so much black smoke. So then what caused the large mushroom cloud of black smoke? The building that caught fire was recently built across ventilated barn. Cross-ventilated cross barns are typically large and have hundreds of fans to help control the climate with the cow comfort in mind. With that many fans in the barn, it's possible once the fire spread so quickly, the hundreds of fans within the barn blew out the smoke, creating such a big smoke cloud that it could be seen from miles long. I don't know if you guys seen any picture of this. It looked like an atom bomb went on over there. Riley Sehan, who lives in Morton, Texas, said the cloud of smoke from the explosion could be seen from her area, which is 80 miles southwest of there. So anyway, more information to come. As soon as they figure it out, more likely what they're talking about is probably the cause, because there ain't much else goes on inside that dairy barn except for milking. So there we go. All right, we got a few minutes left. And remind you guys, don't kill any bees. If you see some beehives on some electrical poles, let some people know, or just leave them alone. They usually are traveling just to find a home. They're usually 3-4 days there and they're gone. Don't mess with them. Anyway, been a great show today. See you guys tomorrow. I'm going to go haul some cows to the vet and some calves. This is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.